just ask that everybody treats the chamber with respect and each other with respect. There'll be no applauding, booing. We'll just listen quietly, and then there'll be a chance for questions from the councillors to each of the speakers. If we could start with Mr. Dutton, please, who is speaking for the external independent review of the Scone Airport and Aviation Museum. Sorry, I've got it down in mind as the that is last, but you may go, do that one first if you wish.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, councillors, members of the public.
Over 8 weeks ago, I wrote to the Director of Corporate Services, to the General Manager, and to the General Manager, advising of my concerns with non-compliance of Council's own code of meeting practice. Council was not disclosing resolutions from closed meetings properly, nor was it recording resolutions in the minutes of those meetings properly, in my view. No reply to date. Councillor Abbott was on the mark when she raised these questions, and you've just witnessed it in the acceptance of the previous council minutes. Why are the closed council resolutions not shared with the public immediately after closed meetings? They should be. Are we not breaching our own code of meeting practice by not immediately sharing with the community what we have resolved? And I don't mean statements that we have resolved to follow the recommendation. Those are the questions asked by Councillor Abbott. Yes, in my view, the council is breaching the code. The answer provided by staff in the business paper, however, confirms to me the existence of a culture of secrecy that has developed in this council in recent times.
I just ask you to be very careful about what you're saying, Mr. Dutton.
I understand. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I understand. There was no recognition that the current method of reporting or recording in the minutes is non-compliant in that answer. The answer failed to mention two critical points. When framing a motion in closed meetings, councils need to ensure that the wording doesn't disclose confidential information. However, according to the Office of Local Government guidelines, the resolution should be sufficiently clearly framed to enable the public to identify the decision that has been made by council. A heading, for example, Land Committee, and 16 resolutions, in inverted commas, adopting the recommendation, as per the last council meeting minutes, which have just been adopted, just doesn't cut it. Staff know it, but have persisted despite my protestations. Secondly, a resolution worded to adopt the recommendation contained in a staff report, according to the Office of Local Government Guidelines, 2013, pages 10 and 11, does not meet the requisite standards of accountability expected of council decision making. Yet this council continues to report using this wording, and they've just done it again. Why was this detail missing from the answer to Councillor Abbott? The response to Councillor Abbott, though, to be fair, indicates some new changes that will be implemented, recognising current deficiencies, but opens new questions about the application of confidentiality provisions balanced against the public interest obligations for open, accountable decision making. The culture of secrecy must stop now. Upper Huntershire Council is a public authority. It must act honestly, transparently, be open to scrutiny and compliant with its own regulations. A loss of confidence, a loss in reputation, a loss in community engagement are consequences of such a culture of secrecy. Most residents of the Shire would recall the secret sale of the Scone Library building.
Look, I'm not going to say it again. If you've mentioned the secret society or secret anything else, please, it's not right and it's defamatory, and please don't go there. And I'm not going to ask again, so please don't go there.
Mr. Mayor,
you're insinuating that there is a culture of secrecy, and you've repeated that on three or four occasions. Please don't.
Mr. Mayor, I wrote that in 4 correspondences and I'm yet to receive a reply. Most residents of the Shire would recall the Scone Library building being sold without the public being told, being the former Scone administration building, then leasing it back for far more than the council could achieve from the investment of the sale. That is an example of what has happened secretly in the past. But what is happening now? The September and October council meetings contain no less than 20 resolutions from closed council, all denying knowledge to the community about what action council is taking, what buildings or land is being purchased or sold, what are the costs to extend the operations of Scone Golf Course, for example, within council. Council could resolve anything and you would not know. You, as members of the public, have a right to know, and council is obliged to tell you. What is this strategic asset purchase on page 185
time, thank you.
Of the last...
Do you have much more to go?
No, I'm just about finished. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. What is this strategic asset purchase on page 185 of the last draft minutes? Why was it, or is it still proposed to be purchased, given the lost resolution secretly held? How was the need for the capital expenditure justified? What is its priority, and were other alternatives considered? What are the financial implications in terms of capital and maintenance costs? Council would be very,
I'm
very
sorry,
well
that's time, Mr.
I'm Cutler. Sorry, Mr. Mayor, but I've
you
got...
You know better paragraphs. Than anybody that you have 5 minutes, and you also know what the warning signal at 1 minute from the end means.
Yes, Mr. Mayor,
so,
but there were three or four interjections.
Are you prepared to stay there and please take questions from the councillors? Are there questions, please? Councillor Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Mr. Dutton, I'm a councillor I elected in 2012, and I very much resent the secrecy that you are proposing to us, which I am a councillor, so it's directed at me as well. In the... I cannot understand where you're coming from.
Question,
the,
please, councillor.
Yes,
question.
The confidentiality, at the end of the confidential meeting, the meeting is open and those matters are passed. I don't know what more that you want.
Is there a question in that, councillor?
Yeah, yes, I don't know why that you're using that. The fact that confidentiality, it is open and it is passed and it is noted that it is open by a mover and a seconder. So I think that that's been false. So I want you to...
Thank you. There's no question in there. Are there anyone else who have questions for Mr. Dutton? Thank you.
Unbelievable.